Good morning, a Friday morning, and that means Samantha Wood, managing editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle, joins us. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning, David.
Well, a couple of stories we want to talk to you about today. One is rather disturbing, and that has to do with the response time of ambulances in the Berkshires.
We've been hearing, actually, this story came to us from first responders who were most concerned about the response times, and this has been an issue that's been, they could see it coming down the pike with population decline, aging population, and it's getting harder to find people who have the time to serve as volunteers with such a commitment that being a first responder requires. It also costs money to stay up to date on all the certification you need, and we've come to expect a certain level of care here, but in rural areas, it's getting harder to provide that. And so it's a really important story, not just for the people who provide the service, and they do really good work, but for the general public, because they're going to have to help solve this problem with money and people.
Has there been any suggested solutions?
Yeah, actually, there are some movements in the State House of trying to loosen some of the requirements for staffing on an ambulance so that you can drive an ambulance with a driver and one person who's very well medically trained. Right now they've got a requirement you have to have two people who are trained. There's talk about trying to get that loosened up so that they could get ambulances on the road faster. The communities are getting together. We've had some reporting out of Central Berkshire County. This is out of South County, of more coordination. But the mutual aid response really stretches them thin.
Well, there's a huge festival going on right now in celebration of W.E.B. Du Bois.
In Great Barrington, yes. So W.E.B. Du Bois, famous and very important American scholar, African-American civil rights leader, was one of the founding members of the NAACP and was its founder and longtime editor of its journal, The Crisis, was born in Great Barrington. And Great Barrington is celebrating the 150th anniversary of W.E.B. Du Bois' birth. His actual birthday was February 23rd of 1868. And they've got weeks of a long festival going with speaker series, historic tours, arts events, and we're having a series of stories run today. Heather Bellow has written a story about a petition that Du Bois wrote late in his life, just in the weeks after John F. Kennedy was inaugurated president in 1961, calling on Kennedy to fulfill his promise and help to end systemic racism. It's pointed, it's very strong, and you can hear in it Du Bois' work and frustration after so many years.
If you get an opportunity, you should check out the W.E.B. Du Bois Festival in Great Barrington going on now. We've been speaking with Samantha Wood, managing editor for News at the Berkshire Eagle. For more, you can go to berkshireeagle.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Samantha, thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too, David. Thanks so much.